Today, I would like to touch on pride versus humility. Pride versus humility. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, please use the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to give me the words to speak on this. Pride. The father of all sin. Whether it was the sin of Cain to slay Abel because Abel's sacrifice was more pleasing to God, that led to envy and wrath, or whether it's pride that causes a person to have road rage to their fellow citizen, or whether it's like in here, where an inmate can overlook the destitution created by selling narcotics, to overlook the human trafficking, the cost, the rape and murder of women and children, the funding and fueling of the circle of death in Mexico with the cartels. Make a profit without being able to see clearly the cost. Pride in its worst forms. And even worse than that, the pride of weak government agencies that are selling out our nation to China and overlooking the atrocities of autocracy for economic gain. Whether it's the pride of law enforcement officials that become corrupted and no longer fulfill their duties to live as agents of the Lord God Almighty. A person that's in authority has great power. I mean, Romans 13 says everyone is to obey the governing authorities, for there is no authority that is not from God. And the existing authorities have been placed where they are by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities is resisting what God has instituted, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are no terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you like to be unafraid of the person in authority? Then simply do what is good, and you will win his approval. For he is God's servant, there for your benefit. But if you do what is wrong, be afraid. Because it is not for nothing that he holds the power of the sword, for he is God's servant, there as an avenger to punish wrongdoers. So, I ask you, are we going to support law enforcement? Are we going to maintain a nation? Are we going to swallow our pride and reduce the corruption in this country? Are we going to become obedient stewards to the lives that we've been given? What a blessing to live this experience, this human experience. But pride is the father of all sin, and sin is imperfection, and imperfections are simply those things that fall outside the moral and ethical guidelines of the Lord God Almighty, his commandments, his mitzvot, his teachings. To live in disobedience is to curse ourselves. To live collectively in disobedience is to curse ourselves as a nation. To bring down our society. To fail our children. 150,000 people are projected to die this year alone, just from opiate overdoses. 150,000 Americans that will leave their children to Child Protective Services because of pride. Pride that caused them to live in disobedience, and pride of the disobedient who decided to live and profit off of the sale of addictive substances that ruined those people's lives, that ruined those children's lives, that fueled and funded the massive border crossing and deterioration of our society. How many little girls have been raped by coyotes coming across the southern border? We are projected to see well over 10,000 apprehensions per day. How many people aren't apprehended? It's 2022. We have no stability. Because of pride. Because of a lack of focus on the standard of truth, because of a his truth, her truth, their truth. I heard a prayer last night where a woman was actually addressing God as the God of a he, them, they, their, the God of pronouns. I pray to you, God of trans acceptance, the God of the rainbow who made his covenant. What? The covenant symbol of Noah was given by God after he wiped the face of the earth of the people that could not function and maintain existence. The same kind of people that saturate this earth today, that because of the way they live their lives, can no longer exist. Because if humans are left on this current path that they're taking, there is annihilation. Without repentance, without national repentance, without global repentance, without a cessation of hostilities, without shalom, there will be annihilation. And so I ask, this June, the sixth month, all the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, 666, man, man, man. Are we going to take this sixth month, this June, and make it another month of pride celebrations? You know, they've called it Pride Month now. A month called Pride. A month to celebrate, utilizing God's covenant symbol of the rainbow, that symbol that was given to man, to let him know that God would not wipe the face of the earth with a flood, but with fire. If they went back to the way they were living, and now they've hijacked this symbol, the rainbow, to use it for the exact opposite thing that it was intended. Humility. Humility. Meekness is not weakness. Standing up for that which is right is the goal of humility, because humility is man accepting that which God has instituted, man living in proper relation to his creator, man recognizing that he is nothing compared to God. I mean, look at this little rock that we live on. The sun is over a million times the size of Earth, and yet our star is so tiny compared to other stars that are tens of thousands of times larger. In this massive cosmos, who are we to exalt ourselves above the throne of God? So I offer you a different route, clearly laid out to us in Romans chapter 12. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, in view of God's mercies, to offer yourselves as a sacrifice, living and set apart for God. Now, to be clear, not the prideful mujahideen, the jihadist who blows himself up in a car bomb to pridefully think he's going to gain access to heaven by killing so-called infidels, by they themselves being infidels, someone who is unfaithful. But no, to present yourself as a living sacrifice. Continuing on, this will please him. It is the logical temple worship for you. What does that mean? Worship, service. Number one form of worship is Bible study, to seek to understand who God is, what he's about. God loves it when you do that, because God wants you to have a blessed life. If you don't want to have a blessed life, don't read the Bible. In other words, continuing on verse 2, in other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of the Olam Hazeh, the current world. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you will know what God wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying, and able to succeed. For I am telling every single one of you, through the grace that has been given to me, not to have exaggerated ideas about your own importance. Instead, develop a sober estimate of yourself based on the standard which God has given to each of you, namely, trust, your faith. For just as there are many parts that compose one body, but the parts don't all have the same function, so there are many of us, and in union with the Messiah, we comprise one body, with each of us belonging to the others. But we have gifts that differ, and which are meant to be used according to the grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, use it to the extent of your trust. If it is serving, use it to serve. If you are a teacher, use your gift in teaching. If you are a counselor, use your gift to comfort and exhort. If you are someone who gives, do it simply and generously. If you are in a position of leadership, lead with diligence and zeal. If you are one who does acts of mercy, do them cheerfully. Don't let love be a mere outward show. Recoil from what is evil and cling to what is good. Love each other devotedly and with brotherly love, and set examples for each other in showing respect. Don't be lazy when hard work is needed, but serve the Lord with spiritual fervor. Rejoice in your hope, be patient in your troubles, and continue steadfastly in prayer. Share what you have with God's people, and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. I realize this is hard. But once again, we need to swallow our pride. Bless those who persecute you. Bless them. Don't curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be sensitive to each other's needs. Don't think yourselves better than others, but make humble people your friends. Don't be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but try to do what everyone regards as good. If possible, and to the extent that it depends on you, live in shalom with all people. Live in shalom with all people. Never seek revenge, my friends. Instead, leave that to God's anger. For in the Tanakh it is written, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh says, vengeance is my responsibility. I will repay. I love you all. Set aside pride. Turn from sin. Seek to live humbly. And maybe we can restore some order in this country. Some order in this world. God bless you. And God bless America. Peace be with you all. Baruch Shem Shef Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen ve'amen.